The Federal Parliament last night considered a private member's bill aimed at cutting down the sexualisation of girls in the media. The bill's proponent, the Labor MP Amanda Rishworth, wants a new code of conduct for the industry. She's won support from some members on both sides of Parliament, but media commentators say the government should take a cautious approach to regulation. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
The sexualisation of young women in video clips, magazines, toys, clothes and the internet was in the firing line last night at Parliament House. South Australian Labor MP Amanda Rishworth introduced a private members bill in an attempt to moderate these images.
Whether it's the Bratz dolls that are targeted to young girls who are wearing fishnets, heavy makeup and boob tubes, or the music video clips that depict women gyrating around fully clothed male singers that play alongside the Saturday morning cartoons.
Amanda Rishworth says one illustration of the sexualisation of young girls on the internet is the My Minx website. She says it's gaining popularity, particularly with pre-teen girls.
This online persona, or minx, is then required to be dressed and can buy lingerie, designer clothes from outlets using fake pink pounds from an account which needs to be topped up with the mobile phone credit. Having dressed their persona, users can then take their minx to clubs, earn money by working as strippers, or increase their minx's happiness ratings by getting plastic surgery.
The Labor MP's bill also drew support from the opposition, including West Australian Liberal Luke Simpkins and New South Wales Liberal MP Susan Lee, who says rising forms of sexualisation is damaging children.
What this is about is the corporate exploitation of children's sexuality. It's not the sexuality itself, but the sickening falsification and then the mass marketing of children as sexual beings that hurts us all.
Labor MP Amanda Rishworth says industry needs to take the lead and set a code of conduct.
It is the industry that needs to really step up to the plate in this area and really look at setting a code of conduct and some standards for themselves, whether that be in the advertising area or whether that be in the shows that are shown on TV.
The history of private members' bills, they really go nowhere. Is this one any different?
Well, look, I've been overwhelmed by the amount of support that I've received for this motion, and I will continue to raise this as an issue through the Parliament, with industry and with parent groups.
Dr. Amy Slater is from the School of Psychology at Flinders University.
I don't think we need to ban these types of programs, but I think we need to look at classification and what times they're on. I know people will argue that it's parents' roles to protect their children from these types of things. If you don't want them to see it, just turn the television off. But I also think that it's quite difficult for parents to protect their children from these sorts of images.
Jane Caro is an advertising writer and media commentator.
We mustn't confuse the technology with things that have always been going on. I mean, the fear about little girls taking on avatars of adult personas with breasts and hips, etc., etc. Well, what's Barbie? Barbie is actually an avatar.
She says politicians and parents need to have a sense of proportion about the issue.
Trying to hold girls back from the natural desire to put on mum's lipstick, read Big Sisters magazines, play with Barbie, who after all looks like a grown woman, I can't see how that's going to have any more detrimental effect than it had on me and my generation back in the 50s and 60s when we were children.
The media commentator Jane Caro ending that report from Bronwyn Herbert.